Horace Hagedorn certainly knew something about selling. Since 1950, he'd made a fortune out of selling miracles in a box. He was the founder of Miracle-Gro Plant Food, and he died last week at age 89. NPR's Ketzel Levine considers the blue-colored fertilizer that launched a gardening craze.
Tell me you haven't seen it in your garage or tool shed, sitting moldy in that aging cardboard box. Its contents much too gooey to handle now, and yet you can't throw it away because it's half full. Besides, it once promised miracles. To chuck it is to abandon the splendid flowers you'll never see and the Candyland garden you will never have. Damn that rotting yellow and green box of Miracle-Gro, a reproach to all manner of gardeners, and proof of a continuing ill-considered allegiance to the quick fix. The man who sold us America's favorite quick fix, a granular fertilizer with which you could grow tomatoes the size of small pumpkins, was the apple-cheeked Horace Hagedorn, who began his career in advertising and arguably never left the field. He sold us bigger, better, faster, and he delivered. After plants guzzled Miracle-Gro, garden variety wallflowers became vainglorious divas. Chorus lines of tardy zinnias and big-breasted marigolds high-stepped their hearts out for bored and grateful front lawns. Growing up, our garage was never without that iconic rotting box. My father, Arthur Levine, was an accountant, even in the garden, planting annuals single-spaced and line by line. Not surprisingly, he measured his success in petals, a sum dependent on those marvelous blue crystals applied through a hose. The lesson I learned was simple. Miracle-Gro grew plants. Then I found out about soil and beneficial microorganisms, those Lilliputian friends of the earth without which plants cannot survive. Swashbuckling nematodes, whip-wielding protozoans, ancient organic creatures easily defeated by inorganic fertilizers like Miracle-Gro. I'm not saying the fertilizer is willfully malicious, certainly not like herbicides or fungicides, which are programmed to kill, but at often recommended doses, the salt in all inorganic fertilizers is often toxic to those little creatures in the soil. But Miracle-Gro works, you cry. Why else would it command 85% of the home fertilizer market? It works for short-term gains, yes, as in bigger and faster. It works as long as you keep up the feeding. And man, does it ever work for container plants, where its excesses can't leach into the ground. But once you've graduated past seeing the garden as eye candy, and allow that it's a living, breathing, and vulnerable world of its own, it just won't do to ignore such complexity. The plants can and will nourish themselves if we nourish the soil. Horace Hagedorn may have been a brilliant marketer, but a healthy, balanced garden does not come in a box.
NPR's Ketzel Levine is the author of Plant This, Best Bets for Year-Round Gorgeous Gardens. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.